With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden delivers his State of the Union address tonight. A preview from White House correspondent Greg Clexton.
White House officials say the president will use his primetime address to make the case for rebuilding the economy, lowering prescription drug costs, and defending abortion access. With an eye toward the general election, Mr. Biden will lay out the sharp differences between his policies and Donald Trump's. Most Americans have doubts about the president's age and mental fitness and likely will be closely watching his performance. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Hamas says its delegation has left Cairo, and the talks on the Gaza ceasefire and hostage release will resume next week.
The move makes a truce before Ramadan unlikely as Hamas pushes for a permanent end to Israel's offensive in Gaza. However, Israel has vowed to continue with the goal of destroying Hamas after a temporary ceasefire ends. The US, Egypt, and Qatar have been trying for weeks to broker an agreement between the two sides. The negotiations have focused on a six-week ceasefire and the release of 40 hostages held in Gaza in exchange for Palestinians imprisoned in Israel. I'm Karen Chamas.
The House passing a $460 billion package of spending bills that would keep money flowing to key federal agencies through the remainder of the budget year. The Senate expected to take up the legislation before a midnight Friday shutdown deadline. U.S. applications for jobless benefits unchanged last week, settling at a healthy level as the labor market continues to show strength amid elevated interest rates. Unemployment claims were 217,000. Matching the previous week's revised level. On Wall Street, the Dow had 134 points, the NASDAQ adding 268. This is SRN News. Hostility against churches in the U.S. on the rise.
According to the Family Research Council, at least 915 acts of hostility against churches occurred between 2018 and 2023. FRC's records show types of acts include vandalism, arson, gun-related incidents, bomb threats, and more. Last year alone, there were 436 incidents, more than double the number identified in 2022, and more than eight times the number in 2018. FRC says the findings suggest that hostility against churches is not only on the rise, but also accelerating. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
Israeli archaeologists have unearthed a rare 1,900-year-old coin. The Israel Antiquities Authority says the coin, discovered near the Dead Sea, it features a date palm and is engraved with the name Eliezer the Priest in ancient Hebrew script. This is SRN News. Alabama has a new law protecting in vitro fertilization providers from legal liability.
Alabama Governor Kay Ivey has signed legislation that shields IVF providers from possible lawsuits and criminal prosecutions stemming from a court ruling that equated frozen embryos to children. Three major IVF providers paused services after the state Supreme Court ruled last month that three couples who had frozen embryos destroyed in an accident could pursue wrongful death lawsuits. The ruling raised concerns about civil liabilities for clinics. Lawmakers pushed the immunity proposal as a way to get clinics back open. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Controversial Los Angeles County DA George Gascon has advanced to a runoff in his reelection bid. Gascon facing 11 challengers. In Tuesday's primary race, he and the second highest vote getter will compete in November. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.